sure that the team that they had coming back is just going to do a lot of damage, which they did. But there was one young man that decided to switch allegiances, and he transferred from Sandusky, from that very successful team of theirs, to Harbor Beach. And I was kind of wondering to myself, of course, what would have happened last year had the young man stayed? Who knows? You know, you never can tell. But what I see out of Sandusky is a lot of upside. I still love the way they play defense. It's very hard-nosed. They get a lot out of the players they have. There was some, you know, that when Miller hit his first shot from three-point land, I thought, oh boy, this is going to be a long night game for the Harbor Beach Pirates. But I believe that might be the only one that he hit.
I believe so. Cade Seiler had a three in early on. Brandon Potter had a three in the second quarter.
Yep.
And then Potter had a second three in the fourth quarter. That was it for threes. Harbor Beach only had one from Brady Kirsch, and that came in the fourth quarter. So everything inside, that's your kind of game there, John.
Well, that's what we all like and everything. But
Well, your teams back in the day never missed a three in your career, right?
Well, there was one time I had a player miss a few, and I –
I guess you were around for one season of the three-point.
It was kind of fun to listen to him on the bus. He says, I swear off threes, coach. And I'm thinking, yeah, in a pig's eye.
And I do believe that's the father of the kid who made the three tonight for Harbor
you,
Beach.
You told on him.
I'll throw him under the bus because it's a happy bus for Harbor Beach driving home up north again tonight. Final score, Harbor Beach 55, Sandusky 51. Harbor Beach now 6-3 overall and 2-1 in league play. They pushed their winning average to 53.1 to 47.3, about 5.8-point advantage for Harbor Beach, and that's exactly what they did tonight with a four-point victory, 55-51. John Mooney, final thoughts from tonight.
My final thoughts is congratulations to both teams for putting on quite a performance. It's hard when you have one team that goes away as you know without the success that they would like to have and everything. But, you know, this is basketball, and it's a long season. And there's going to be a lot of basketball yet to play for the Sandusky Redskins. There's more opportunities for them, and I'm sure that they're going to be back, and they're going to make this race awful interesting.
It's going to come down to the stretch. I know that much.
It really will. It may come down to that last game, Harbor Beach and Sandusky in Harbor Beach.
On February 19th in Harbor Beach on a Friday night. Of course, I'm sure it'll be a rather packed gymnasium up on the shores of Lake Huron.
I'm going to be there, I'll tell you.
I'm going to be there too, yeah. We won't be broadcasting it, but we'll be in attendance.
Well, we're not scheduled to anyways.
Well, not at this point. Let's put it that way. Harbor Beach has now won four of their last five games, the only loss coming in overtime to Marlette last Friday. After starting the season out at 2-2, they have now won four of their last five to get to 6-3 for the season. Harbor Beach now tied for second with Sandusky in the Greater Thumb East. Tonight's game was brought to you by, in part, by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler, DS Services of Cass City, Grab Chevrolet in Sandusky, Ramsey Fairholme of Harbor Beach, Casey Yon, Farm Bureau Insurance of Harbor Beach and Ubley, and the Elber Insurance Agency. On behalf of the entire broadcast team, back in the studio, that's Boomer, pushing all the buttons, our in-game analysis, John Mooney, and I'm Clark Ramsey, now receiving a cookie from the same man who brought in our microphones, host and producer of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Harbor Beach 55, Sandusky 51. Join us for the baseline this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com. We'll see you on Sunday. We'll see you next week on the WLW Sports Network, your Harwood home for high school hoops. Sports Radio 102.1, WLW Sports Network. I'm Clark Ramsey signing off. We'll see you Sunday.